This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Tonight, the dua that we will be discussing is literally what the Shaykh has recited in the first rak'ah. The last ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah has three du'as from the Quran. But before we discuss the du'as and explain them, let's mention what Rasulullah ﷺ said about the importance of these two ayahs. Rasulullah ﷺ, he said, and the hadith is in Muslim and in Bukhari, muttafaqun alayh, the highest level of authenticity. He said, "Man qara'a, whomsoever recite the last two ayah in a layla, in any night, kafatah, kafatah. Whomsoever recite the last two ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah from Aman al-Rasul all the way till the end," and Rasulullah ﷺ used the word kafatah, sufficient for him. Now what does this word mean, kafatah? What does sufficient for him mean? Some scholars, they said kafatah means kafatah qiyam al-layl. Yani if he missed qiyam al-layl, those two ayahs, because he recited them, because she recited them, they will be okay enough for him to, as if he has prayed qiyam al-layl. And the second, the strongest opinion, kafatah mean it will protect him from any kind of jinn and ins and reptiles and any kind of harm, those two ayahs. Now, here's the misconception or misunderstanding. Many people think that it has to be recited before I sleep, right? That's what we all do. The hadith said, fi layla. Yani, for example, now Sheikh Sajjad is done. He doesn't have to recite it anymore. If he wants, he can. But Rasulullah ﷺ said it has to be recited per night. And that is from Maghrib all the way till Fajr. So if we recite it after Maghrib, alhamdulillah. After Isha, alhamdulillah. Before you sleep, alhamdulillah. The closer I recite it, the earlier I recite it, the more or the earlier I get the protection. Sah? Rasulullah ﷺ said, kafatah. It is sufficient for him. In another hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ said, "I was given something no prophet was given. And it is a treasure from under the throne of Allah." What is it, ya Rasulullah? He said, the ayat, the last ayat. The scholar said, in this hadith, it includes the ayah before that, which the Shaykh recited. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. That's included, that these ayat came from under the arsh. And another hadith also, it said, a malak, an angel came to Rasulullah ﷺ, said, and you have been, he told him, you have been given two nur, two lights, the Fatiha and the last ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah. So this is the weight of these two ayahs. Now, let's talk about the dua. Or before the dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the first ayah, "In tubdu ma fi anfusikum aw tukhfu yuhasibkum bihi Allah." Allahu Akbar. If you express what you're thinking about, you say it, or you kept it for yourself, you will be accountable for it. Sahaba went down on their knees and they said, "Ya Rasulullah, this one, we can't." Yani, let me tell you what we're talking about. I looked at brother and I felt like I want to kill him. Recorded, you killed him. I looked at anything you just thought about. You thought about doing something haram. Accountable. So the Sahaba said, "Ya Rasulullah, this one we can't." So Allah, Rasulullah ﷺ told him, "Are you going to say what the people said to Musa? Sami'na wa asayna. We listen and we disobey." So immediately they said, "Sami'na wa ata'na. Ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir." Ya Allah, ya Rasulullah, we listen and we obey. Ya Allah, forgive us for what we just said before. Ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. In these ayat, there is the arkan of iman. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله. Where's the day of judgment? غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. إليك المصير means I believe in that there's a masir, that there's a day of judgment. This is where the fifth one is. All it's missing is the qadr, which mentioned in the hadith of Jibreel. To get this huge reward that you will be protected the whole night, you have to understand what you're saying. So all the arkan of iman are mentioned, and then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they said sami'na wa ata'na, غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. The scholars, most of them, said that this ayah have abrogated the ayah of that whatever you think about you will be accountable for. إن تبدو ما في أنفسكم. They said this نسخت منسوخ. The first ayah منسوخ because Allah said here لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not overburden anyone more than they can handle. So if you are having so much pain and you're complaining, remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not overburden you more than you can handle. If you are having financial difficulty and you said, when am I going to get a job? Remember, Allah does not overburden anyone more than they can handle. If you are having problems at home and you say, I cannot take this anymore. No, you can, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not burden anyone more than they can handle. This is a major foundation for an ayah. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. There's no way. No way, impossible, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me something I cannot handle and then He will punish me for not handling it. Impossible. We as human beings, we will not do this. How about the most merciful? Would you tell a kid, 5, 6 years old, you know, I want you to carry the brother 500 pounds, carry him and take him outside. And if you don't, I'm going to beat you up. And you know he can't. I won't do this. How about the All Merciful? You think he will tell me to do something and he knows I cannot handle it and he punishes me for not handling it? Impossible. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. لها ما كسبت. لها ما كسبت من خير وعليها ما اكتسبت من شر. Every soul has what it earned from خير and it will be punished for any شر, any evil that it did. لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت. And here's the dua. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. يا الله, do not punish me if I forget something I'm supposed to do or I fell into haram. This is نسينا. أخطأنا, I did the ibadah but I made it wrong. I made a mistake in it. نسينا, I forgot the ibadah. I forgot to pray Fajr. Ya Allah, please forgive me. But the other one, أخطأنا, I prayed Fajr, but I prayed it wrong. I did something, I'm just giving an example. Any ibadah, I did it, but I did it wrong. But Ya Allah, I'm asking you to forgive me for both. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا, every one of them is starting with ربنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. Ya Allah, you have put so many covenants and rules on Bani Israel that alhamdulillah, ya Allah, you did not put on the ummah of Muhammad. For example, what did Musa alayhi salam, or what was the condition of tawbah at the time of Bani Israel? Anybody knows? Exactly. توبوا إلى بارئكم فاقتلوا أنفسكم. To show your tawbah, you have to kill your father, kill your brother, kill your cousin, kill your family member. This is how the tawbah was at the time of Musa alayhi salam. So now our tawbah is, we all know, alhamdulillah, ya Allah, I'm very sorry for what I have done. I regret every moment I did it, ya Allah. Ya Allah, I promise you I will never go back again. This is our tawbah. In the past, imagine you, every time you make a tawbah, you have to kill someone from the family. Blood was shed. So alhamdulillah, ya Allah, you did not give us something that you gave the people before us. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. Ya Allah, ya Allah, please do not give us what we cannot handle. Do not burden us with what we cannot handle. وعفو عنا. Ya Allah, you see, there's difference between عفو and مغفرة, obviously. Otherwise, why would we repeat it? وعفو عنا. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا. What's the difference? Remember when we were discussing اللهم أنك عفو تحب العفو فَعْفُ عَنَّا, right? What's the difference? عفو is to erase the sin and no more trace of it. يعني you look at the book, it's not there anymore. مغفرة, forgiveness. يا الله, forgive me. غفرة, remember what we said? مغفر is the helmet. It protects the head from harm. يا الله, protect me from the sins that I have committed. Yeah? So يا الله, forgive me. يا الله, forgive me so I will not get the harm from the sins that I have committed. This is where the maghfirah is coming from. ورحمنا. يا الله, have mercy on me so I will not fall again into these sins that I have done. واغفر لنا ورحمنا أنت مولانا. يا الله, إن الله مولى الذين آمنوا والكافرين لا مولى لهم. سبحان الله. Allah is the wali. Allah is the guardian. Allah is the protector of the believers. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى make us his أولياء. يا رب. آمين. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. يا الله, give us victory on the people who did not believe in the above. They have denied all the above. يا الله, give us victory on them. Such a beautiful, amazing dua. And look at the reward, ya akhwan. Do not let a night pass by without reciting those two ayahs. If you do not know them by heart, hold your phone, hold the Quran, and read them. The last two ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah. Let your children, wallahi, what an inheritance you can leave for your child if you give him those two ayahs from the Baqarah. You sat down. I remember after the Fatiha, that was the first two ayahs I taught my children. After the Fatiha, this is what the first two ayahs I taught my children. And subhanAllah, we used to compete with them. And it was try to make sure that teach them those two ayat before you leave this world. So every time they recite them, inshaAllah ta'ala, you will be getting the ajr. May Allah make us from his awliya. May Allah make our last deeds, our best deeds, and our last words, La ilaha illallah. Tonight is the night of Jumu'ah. Make a lot of salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we'll see you all tomorrow at Fajr at 5:30. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.